英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一读美文，欢迎出我们嘉宾 Julie 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon.
新的一周啊 ,brand new week, a brand new story, 新的故事，欢迎同学们登录到我们的全国直播间和全国各地的小伙伴们一起来收听今天的直播节目，只要一定有时间千万不要错过 live 直播哦。今天我们讲一个 a work story, 讲一个跟你的工作有关的啊，跟你的工作态度有关的故事。
Yeah, the story we are going to read today has to do with work, and not all kinds of work, not work in general, but what if you have a job you actually don't really like, or a job that you must do, but it's below your level, and it's below your, like, beyond your interest.What to do then?
其实你看这个新年刚开始哈，很多同学呢换了新的工作、
yep.
啊、有的人呢还在旧有的岗位上呢要继续的坚持下去，那所以说我们想通过这样一个故事呢给大家一些新的关于工作的思考啊，一些激励，让你呢有一个新的角度来认知自己的工作。当然怎么去认识自己和自己的工作呢，咱们先听听别人是怎么去对待他们的工作的。
Yeah, this is a story about a man who really doesn't like his jobLike, he doesn't like it at all. We all have our days, right, that we don't like what we have to do. Like, everyone has that. But imagine you have a job you really don't like every day. Well, that's this feeling that man has. He goes to people's homes and gives them a survey. He has to ask them certain questions to collect information.But a lot of people, they think, oh, what is that guy, like, mafunning me? Like, just knocking on my door and asking questions. Go away, they say to him. So, yeah, you can imagine he feels a bit, yeah, bad about that.
写这个故事的人，也就是这个故事的叙述者呀，是个年轻人。这个年轻人做什么工作呢？是在给这个政府，美国的这个 federal government 做调查员。这调查员是什么呀？就类似于上门做一个调查，把门敲开，嘣嘣嘣，哎，您好，家里有人吗？哎，我来做几份调查，调查，想问您家几个问题。一般这种啊，都特别会被误认为是什么推销员，所以说他的工作老是被人们粗鲁对待。哎呀，于是啊，这个职场生活很不好受，对自己的工作不喜欢，而且呢，充满着很多负面的心态。
Yeah, one day though.He arrives at a very old house where, obviously, poor people live. And then a woman opens the door for him, and then she treats him very kind. Like, she lets him in, welcomes him, gives him something to drink. And then she starts telling him what her husband does for a living, and how proud she is of her husband for doing that.
哎，天天都是这样哈，被别人呢冷眼以待，是吧？话还没说完，砰一下门就关了，不需要。
Yeah.
不需要。
I mean, it is a bit annoying, right? If, like, you're watching your favorite television show and suddenly someone knocks on your door, hey, can I ask you a question about your job? That's so annoying.
以前呢是上门啊，这种做推销。现在我们就是要是接到什么推销电话，都会很不耐烦的挂掉。
Yeah.
好，所以其实很多年轻人也在做这方面的销售的工作，很不容易啊。他们看到这个故事的时候，也自己能够感同身受。好了，就有一天吧，有一天，哎，打敲开门以后呢。这户人家并没有驱赶他，反而是非常 kindly invited him to get in.
Yeah, she says, welcome, like, come in, come in. And she offers him something to drink. She's very polite. And, yeah, she starts telling him what her husband does for a living because she's so proud of her husband.
对，好了，这就进屋了哈，就开始聊起天来了。不是要做调查吗？啊，您家的主人那个是几口人呢？就是做什么工作的呀？交谈当中呢，就得知这个男主人呢是一个 street sweeper， 街道清洁工，也就是咱们所说的这个叫环卫工人。
Yeah, it's someone who actually cleans the street, someone who collects garbage and like takes care of the garbage, like make sure that the garbage is going.To a place where it's stored. Yeah, the usually that kind of job is not something that everyone would like, right?
本来这事儿呢，问问也就完了。但是这家人啊，给他留下了非常深刻的印象，就是因为他们做着环卫工人这个工作，但是呢，却并不以为耻，反以为荣。 这种态度就非常少有。他们为什么会这么想呢？
Yeah, the man who is doing the surveys listens to the story of the couple, like how the husband has found a job and what he's doing, and he's so inspired by their attitude towards the job of her husband, even though it's like a job that doesn't pay so much and it's a like dirty job too, right?Their attitude definitely like make it all worth it. Like makes him feel very inspired, and he realizes that a job doesn't make who you are, but that you make your job.
同时呢，他们家墙上还挂着一段话，就是他们在搬进来这个屋子的时候，就能看见这个墙上挂着一段工作的语录。这段工作语录呢，也成为了全篇的点睛之笔啊，让这个调查员，包括可能我们一会儿听完故事以后，我们自己也会觉得深受激励。今儿有个长故事，所以大家一起啊，我们好好听起来，一起学起来。有请为我们读美文的 Nick 老师。
A great street sweeper. I had been working much too long on this job. I guess things could have been worse. I certainly wasn't doing hard labor, but going door to door asking questions as a representative of the federal government wasn't the most satisfying position either. It was August. It was hot. I had to wear a tie. Hello.My name is Bob Pertz, and we are doing a survey in this neighborhood. I'm not interested. Goodbye, slam, lock. You can't imagine how many times I heard that. I finally caught on and began with, Before slamming the door, I am not selling anything. I just need to ask a few questions about yourself and the community. The young woman inside the doorway paused.For a moment, raised her eyebrows and shrugged her shoulders, confused by my rude introduction. Sure, come on in. Don't mind the mess. It's tough keeping up with my kids. It was an older home in a section of the valley where people with Merck income found affordable shelter. With the little they had, the home looked comfortable and welcoming.I just need to ask a few questions about yourself and your family. Although this may sound personal, I won't need to use your names. This information will be used for... She interrupted me. Would you like a glass of cold water? You look like you've had a rough day. Why, yes, I said eagerly. Just as she returned with the water, a man came walking in the front door. It was her husband, Joe...This man is here to do a survey. I stood politely, introduced myself.
好，这是第一段的故事哈，这里面有很多对话的情节，非常的生动，我们快快的看起来。
I had been working much too long on this job.
我呢已经啊，哎，工作了，做着我现在这份工作很长时间了。Had been working much too long on this job.
I guess things could have been worse.I certainly wasn't doing hard labor, but going door to door, asking questions as a representative of the federal government wasn't the most satisfying position either.
啊，这个开篇呢有一定的叙述的技巧哈、啊。先说这个事情是由我自己开始的啊，我发生的。我的工作呢是我做一件事情已经很长时间了，但是我觉得呢 ，I guess things could have been worse。我觉得吧，这事情可能会更糟糕。
Yeah, it's not bad. It could have been like much worse. Like it could have been in a more worse situation.
我觉得吧，这事情可能会变得更糟糕。I certainly wasn't doing hard labor. Hard labor 是繁重的体力劳动。
Yeah, like street makers, you know, or people who build buildings. That's hard labor. That's something that costs a lot of energy.
我呢虽然也不是做这种啊繁重的体力劳动，但是呢
,going door to door, asking questions,
这就是我的工作。每家每户的 going door to door, 干嘛 ?asking questions, 问问题。
As a representative of the federal government,
federal government 就是美国的这个联邦政府。
Yeah.
我是作为呢政府的什么代表，代表着他们挨家挨户的去做一些问卷调查。
Wasn't the most satisfying position either.
就这份工作呀，也不是一个特别理想的好差事啊。
Yeah.
The most satisfying, 你看加上 ing 以后就是形容词形式了，令人满意的。
Yeah, if something is satisfying, it makes you feel satisfied and happy.
可是 wasn't the most satisfying position 职位。
Yeah, so he was very dissatisfied. He was very, like,He was not unhappy, but close.
一两句话就写出了这个作者呀，对于自己工作的一种认知和态度啊，就说虽然呢也不是那么辛苦吧，但是呢不是很喜欢。
Yeah, it was August. It was hot.
你看现在正值八月，气候又非常炎热。
I had to wear a tie.
我还得系上一领带。
Yeah, like, and that means, of course, that he has to wear a suit with it, because you don't only wear a tie above your t-shirt, right? You wear a full suit when you wear a tie. That's that long thing, like a sort of scarf for men, in the, like, they hang that in the middle.
对，大家看看啊，咱们这个六七八月的时候，天正热的时候，街头上还有很多年轻人穿着制服啊，他们有的是做什么房产销售的呀。
Yeah.
很多这样的在街上啊，走来走去，看着都挺热的，很辛苦。
Hello, my name is Bob Burks, and we are doing a survey in this neighborhood.
好，这句话就是他登门拜访的时候一句工作的用语。Hello, my name is 谁谁谁。啊，我们在干什么？ We are doing a survey. Survey 就是调查。
Yeah, it's like a sort of investigation, like where you can ask people for certain information, like what is your age, what is your profession, like, and then you do that to many people to collect some figures, some information.
对，人群信息采集，要做问卷调查，调查 survey in this neighborhood, 在咱们这小区啊，要做一项调查哈。刚刚这自我介绍呢，一般来讲都没等我说完呢。
I'm not interested. Goodbye. Slam. Lock.
对方的态度，被敲开门以后，一听说是，哎呦，我要做什么什么什么调查，马上话音未落，直接否了，不感兴趣，没兴趣，再见，拜拜。砰的一声 ，slam 就是关门的那个很巨大的声音，砰的一下就关上了 ，lock 就上了锁。
Yeah, so they slammed the door in his face, basically, and locked it, so he could not.Come in or something.
就这样冰冷无情的啊，就被这个拒之门外了。所幸他还不是做销售的呢，啊，他还只是一个工作人员。
Yeah. It's very sad if that happens to someone.
所以大家想，如果是你在做这份工作的时候受到这种待遇，是不是心里也很不爽啊？
Yeah.
天天都这样，工作也没法进行下去，并且还遭受冷眼。觉得自己图什么啊
？If you are in his situation, don't take it personal. I think.
哦，朱迪老师认为，如果你遭到这种待遇，千万不要往心里去。
Yeah.
啊，他不是针对你个人的，而是针对你这个工作的。
You can't imagine how many times I heard that.
你想都没法想象 ，how many times I heard that. 我听这种话多少遍了，每天。
I finally caught on and began with.Before you slam the door, I am not selling anything, and I just need to ask a few questions about yourself and the community.
后面这句话和前面的开场白截然不同。不同在哪儿呢？就在于啊 ，I finally caught on. Caught on 的意思，这个短语大家听好了，它的意思是，哎，我终于有所明白了。
Yeah, that you finally understand something.
啊，我终于有所领悟了，我终于知道我的技巧哪儿不对了，叫 I finally caught on.
Yeah, I finally understand it. Understood it.
Understood it. Then 我开始 began with 一套新的开场白，我是这么说的。
Before you slam the door,
在您关门之前
I am not selling anything, and I just need to ask a few questions about yourself and the community.
我不卖任何东西，我先说清楚，我只需要问几个关于您自己和本社区的问题。这招还比较好用。
Yeah, it's a good sentence. Like, he just, like, says it and explains it, like, very clearly and like doesn't give anyone a reason to slam the door anymore with this sentence.
上来就说，哎，您别关门，我不卖东西啊，我是代表社区来问几个问题，这不就好多了吗？啊，这开场白就奏效了啊，就不再接受到遭受那么粗鲁的对待了。
The young woman inside the doorway paused for a moment, raised her eyebrows as she shrugged her shoulders, confused by my rude introduction.
好，这几句生动的描述呢，我们来看看一个开门的女主人，她对待这个上门调查员的一个态度。首先呢 ，inside the doorway 就是开门以后
，Yeah, it's like a hall.You open a door and then you see a pathway that leads to the living room or to another room in the house. But it's not really a room. It's like a long corridor.
看住的大房子还有 doorway.
Yeah.
还有一个门廊。一般来说都是直接门进客厅了是不是
Yeah.
你看这还有个 doorway. 啊，他站在 doorway, 然后 paused for a moment, 在停顿了一下在思考。
Yeah, like she heard that sentence and then she was like,Sure.
行吧。Raised her eyebrows.
Yeah.
扬起了眉头。
Yeah, imagine that you see something that surprises you. Then you also kind of raise your eyebrows, you know, like that is like an instant reaction of your face.
很什么很下意识的一种反应。哎，就挑了挑眉。As she shrugged her shoulders, 耸耸肩。啊，这是外国人的一个很常用的姿态。
Yeah. Okay, whatever. With like that attitude, so he just gave me a whole sentence and explanation. But I think she did that because she didn't think like, oh, that man is bothering me. No, she was just like, oh, let's see who is at the door.
对。
So, yeah.
犹豫的暂停，扬扬眉毛，然后耸耸肩，意思就是说 ，Why not?
Yeah, why not? Sure.
行吧。就给了一个肯定行吧、confused by my rude introduction、啊、confused 已经被我的 rude 和我这个比较粗鲁的这种自我介绍呢他还是缓了缓神、啊、confused 很有些搞不清楚状况
sure come on in
好你看我们都说了英语小词的生动了吧 come in 是我们知道的可是人家口语当中都说 come on in
yeah come on in
显得更怎么样客气是不是
yeah it's very a very welcoming sentence that come on in
哎进来吧
yeah
进来吧而不是直接说一个 come in 进来
yeah exactly that's a great description Don't mind the mess.
哎，您别介意呀，屋里的乱。哎，您看看，这些都是咱们以后啊，有客人来家里的时候，是不是就得说这种话呀？所以今儿这文章里对话特别多，都是生活用语。您看这个 ，Don't mind the mess. 哎呦，您别介意房间里比较乱。
It's tough keeping up with my kids.
哎 ，keeping up with my kids， 意思就是说跟上孩子们的步伐。
Yeah, in the same, like cleaning up at the same pace as my kids make the mess.
啊，本来 keep up 的意思呢，是与谁谁谁的步伐和节奏保持一致吧。意思就是说，你跟在孩子屁股后边，他一边扔你一边收拾，这就叫做 keep up with my kids. It's tough. 啊，可相当的困难
yeah,
啊。
It's difficult for me to like clean as fast as they make a mess.
对，就是说有孩子的家呀，根本都收拾不过来。
It was an older home in a section of the valley where people with meager income found affordable shelter.
好，读者一定很好奇了，这是个什么家庭呢？这是一个呀，稍微有点老的房子 ，older home.
Yeah,
不是新房子，老房子在哪儿呢
？In a section of the valley.
Valley 是山谷。
Yeah,
这里是山谷当中的一所老房子。啊，什么样的人居住在这个区域呢
？Where people with meager income found affordable shelter.
好 ，meager, M-E-A-G-R-E 的意思就是微薄的。
Yeah, just enough to pay for what you need and to live. That is a meager income. Like it doesn't allow you to save up anything or to.Like have some nice coffee on your way to work or something. No. Meager income is really only the money you need to buy the basic things.
微薄微薄的 income 收入、啊、那些呢有着微薄收入的人们 found affordable shelter. Affordable 是一个还能够负担得起的 shelter, 一个遮风挡雨的地方，一个住所、啊、
With the little they had, the home looked comfortable.And welcoming
with the little they had. The little 就是房间里的家具陈设摆设呢非常的 little, 很简单。虽然说呀房子看着很简单，但是这个家呢看上去却非常的舒适 comfortable and welcoming, 而且呢很适合待客、啊、很适合接待客人。
I just need to ask a few questions about yourself and family.Although this may sound personal, I won't need to use your names. This information will be used...
哎，好，刚一进屋嘛，对吧，我就开始得做我的工作了，是不是？我得赶紧介绍了、
yeah.
说 I need to ask a few questions about yourself and family. 我需要问你几个关于您和自己家人的问题。Although this may sound personal, 虽然看起来呢很个人化啊。有关于个人的信息 I won't need to use your names, 但我不需要使用你们的名字，匿名即可。 This information will be used. 那么这个信息呢将会被用来，话音未落，女主人说话了。
She interrupted me.
她打断了我。 Interrupt me.
Would you like a glass of cold water? You look like you've had a rough day.
Would you like a glass of cold water? 你想要一杯凉水吗？You look like you've had a rough day. Hey, had a rough day 的意思就是
Yeah.
今天过得很辛苦、啊。
Yeah, that you're very busy and tired and wore out, then you've had a rough day.
哇，你看遇到这样的是吧
Yeah.
住户真的是太幸福了，善解人意。
Yeah, he is lucky for meeting her, seriously.
上门还能喝杯水、啊、待人非常的客气。
Why...Yes, I said eagerly.
什么叫 why yes?
Well, why is something we can say at the beginning of a sentence to express that we're very surprised about something that happened or something that someone has asked us. Like, for example, would you like to go to the movies? Why, yes, yesterday I was thinking about that. Or, did you see that guy over there?Why, yes, I was just looking at him.
Why, yes, 就是第一时间你是很 why, 为什么，然后马上答应下来 yes.
Yeah, it doesn't mean like why that you ask for a reason with this, like in this sentence structure. No, you say that beginning of a sentence to emphasize that you're very surprised by something someone else has said.
哎，对对对，所以他并没有说质问别人你为什么这么做呀，没这个意思。哎，就是说 why not, yes.
Exactly.
为什么不呢？好的，好的。I said eagerly. 啊，我非常急切地回答。可想而知，这说了一天了，口干舌燥了。
Just as she returned with the water, a man came walking in the front door. It was her husband.
好，就在这个时候呢，就在这个时候 ，she returned with the water. 她拿着水回来的时候 ，a man 一名男子出现了 ，came walking in the front door. 直接走到了啊前门这边。It was her husband. 这呢就是她的丈夫。
Joe, this man is here to do a survey.
好，她就叫着她丈夫的名字说 Joe, this man is here to do a survey. 这个人来这里做项调查。
I stood and politely introduced myself.
好，我就站在那儿哈，非常礼貌地介绍了自己。And politely introduced myself.好，第一个场景呢就结束了哈。
Yeah.
我们来看第二个场景，在屋里呢会发生了些什么。大家注意哦，一波恩爱秀的猝不及防。
Joe was tall and lean. His face was rough and aged looking, although I figured he was in his early 20s. His hands were like leather, the kind of hands you get from working hard, not pushing pencils. She leaned toward him and kissed him gently on the cheek.As they looked at each other, you could see the love that held them together. She smiled and tilted her head, laying it on his shoulders. He touched her face with his hands and softly said, I love you. They may not have had material wealth, but these two were richer than most people I know. They had a powerful love, the kind of love that keeps your head up when things are looking down. Joe works for the borough, she said. What do you do? I asked. She jumped right in, not letting him answer. Joe collects garbage. You know, I'm so proud of him. Honey, I'm sure the man doesn't want to hear about this, said Joe. No, I really do, I said. You see, Bob, Joe is the best garbage man in the borough. He can stack more garbage on the truck than anyone else. He gets so much in one truck that they don't have to make as many runs, she said with such passion. In the long run, Joe continues, I save the borough money. Man hours are down and the cost per truck is less. There was silence. I didn't know what to say. I shook my head, searching for the right words. That's incredible. Most people would gripe about a job like that. It certainly is a difficult one, but your attitude about it is amazing, I said.
从进门开始，这家人啊，就给了他结结实实的惊喜。
Joe was tall and lean.
这个她丈夫呢是个子比较高，然后呢比较瘦。这个 lean, L-E-N 的意思呢就是比较精瘦的意思。
Yeah, it's not like super, super skinny, but it's definitely not fat. Very, very, yeah, lean.
瘦是瘦，有肌肉，就是这个词叫 lean.
His face was rough and aged looking.Although I figured he was in his early 20s.
太好奇他长什么样了啊。His face was rough. 他的面部呢是比较粗糙的。但是呢又有一些 aged looking. 哎呀看上去呢又有点上年纪了。Aged looking.
Yeah, he looked older than he really was. Then you can, yeah, if you look older than you really are, then you look aged.
有一种稍微有些沧桑的脸。
Although I figured he was in his early 20s.
虽然我 figure 的意思就是我猜啊。
Yeah, I thought.
哎，我猜测呢，他也就差不多二十出头。In early 20s, 就是说也就二十四五岁左右可能。
His hands were like leather.
可是他的手看上去就像皮革一样 ,leather, L-E-A-T-H-E-R, 很粗糙。
Yeah, it's like the skin of an animal.That is used for like shoes or bags. That is leather. Well, if your skin is like leather, then it's very rough, very, very like, yeah, not soft like a baby.
一看就是劳动人民的双手。
Yeah. The kind of hands you get from working hard, not pushing pencils.
这样的一双手啊，你从什么地方能获得呢？ Working hard. 啊，是 working hard 的那种从事辛苦体力劳动的双手，一看就是这种双手，而不是 pushing pencils, 就是推铅笔是什么意思啊？咱们就理解为是舞文弄墨的那种手。
Yeah, pushing pencils, that means having a boring office job and not doing anything very important, like don't have a lot of responsibilities.
一看就是体力劳动者，不是脑力劳动者。
She leaned toward him and kissed him gently on the cheek.
哎，又来了一个 lean 啊。
Yeah.
这里的 lean 就是做动词了。
Yeah, this is a verb and it means to put your weight towards one side of your body and like lean onto something.
哎，这个 lean 呢是斜靠的意思。一般来讲是 lean toward someone 或 toward something, 斜靠着什么。你看这个女主人呢，你看男主人出来了，然后就斜靠在他身边，然后开始撒狗粮了啊。Kissed him gently on the cheek, 轻轻的呢在他的脸颊上吻了一下。
As they looked at each other,You could only see the love that held them together.
哎呀，这句话就不翻译了吧，啊，怪难为情的。As they look at each other, 当他们看着彼此的时候
you could see the love that held them together.
你可以看到那种眼里对彼此的依恋的爱。啊，我们这是原字原句翻译的啊。
She smiled and tilted her head.Laying it on his shoulder.
嗯，这个时候呢，这个女主人就 smiled, 微笑了一下，然后又来了一个 tilt his head. 你看，同样是歪着头，是不是？
Yeah,
侧过头。
She bent her neck towards one shoulder, so her head like got to one side of her body, and like she put her head on his shoulder.
然后就是 laying it on his shoulder, 啊头呢就歪过头，然后很甜蜜的靠在了他的 husband 的肩上。
He touched her face with his hands and softly said, I love you.
这场景大家就可以想象一下啊。男生呢，这个男主人呢就摸了摸，双手抚摸着他的脸啊，然后呢非常非常温柔的说了三个字。
I love you.
大家刚才听到 Nick 老师说了啊，声音很小，悄悄的。
Yeah, you just be like, I love you.
对，就是这个声音。所以这个场景是非常甜蜜的。
Yeah, it's very, very intimate, very romantic.
所以说他们是 in love with each other.
Yeah, they were very, very in love. They may not have had material wealth, but these two were richer than most people I know.
好。这个调查员看到这一幕简直内心就有点感动了哈，他就觉得说哎呀，他们好像 we may not have material wealth. Material wealth 就是我们的物质财富。
Yeah, material wealth is physical. It's like you can see it and you can touch it. It's something like money or jewelry or like a real estate, like a house.Like everything that has a lot of value, that's material wealth.
对，看他们家庭肯定不富裕的。你看这个物质财富肯定是不富裕的。
Yeah, they were pretty poor. They were living in an old house in like an area known to be inhabited by many poor people.
但是我们从另外一个角度看，就从这个作者的角度看 ，these two were richer than most people I know.可是我总觉得他们啊比我所认识的大多数人都要富有。
They had a powerful love.
就是因为他们拥有非常强大的 love, 爱。
The kind of love that keeps your head up when things are looking down.
这样的一种 love 呢，它能够在生活当中帮你做一件事情，就是 keeps your head up, 让你昂首挺胸。
Yeah.
When things are looking down.当事情或者是当你的外境遭遇很窘迫的时候，他还能够让你昂首挺胸。
Jill works for the borough, she said.
好，接下来女主人就介绍到说啊，说你看我老公吧 ，Jill works for the borough. 啊，这个 borough 是什么
？That is a town or a district in a city that is responsible for itself.For its own schools, its own libraries. It's like a suburb, and it doesn't really need the city center, but it's still part of the city. You can kind of compare it to, for example, Yanqing. Like, that is like, they are pretty independent, right? But, like, it's still not a whole city in itself.
对，大家可以查一下这个单词的意思呢，就是自治的市镇。
Yeah.
叫 borough. Jill works for the borough, she said.咱们不是要调查问卷吗？就得问您做什么工作了，是不是 ？What do you do? I asked. 您做什么工作呢
？She jumped right in, not letting him answer.
这个时候，女主人做了一个事情，就是 she jumped right in， 突然间跳进来啊，
yeah.
正好跳进来，这啥意思
？She interrupted him immediately. She like to jump right in. It means to interrupt very quickly.
Interrupt very quickly, 非常迅速的就接过了这个话，叫 jumped right in. 你看英文中的思维就是说他路上砰一下跳进来了，正好跳进来就是说他迅速的接过了话。
Not letting him answer.
并没有让他丈夫回答。
Joe collects garbage.
他的工作呢就是负责收垃圾 collects garbage.我们都知道小区外面有很多的 garbage.
Yeah, there's a lot of garbage everywhere, like, and yeah, people have to pick it up, right?
现在咱们的小区外面都是那种塑料垃圾桶，是不是？
Yeah.
好几个大的。每天是不是有环卫工人来清理垃圾啊，开着那个垃圾车？
Yeah.
现在都是那个自动的收垃圾的那个垃圾车，是吧？然后每天他都要到各个小区去收嘛，所以这就是他的工作。
You know,I'm so proud of him.
但接下来这句话就有意思了。
Yeah.
上一句话说他收垃圾，下一句话他说我为他感到非常的骄傲。I'm so proud of somebody. So I'm so proud of him. 我为他感到很骄傲。
Honey, I'm sure the man doesn't want to hear this.Said Joe.
对，这个时候呢，他是抢着回答，他是很自豪的抢着回答，对不对
？Yeah. yeah.
你说问你，哎，你们家孩子在哪儿读书啊？孩子还没说呢，是吧？问孩子在哪儿读书，妈妈就抢着回答说啊，在北大。
Yeah.
就是这种很自豪的抢着说。好了，男主人却说 ，Honey， 亲爱的，我觉着吧，对方可能不太愿意听这个啊。I'm sure the man doesn't want to hear this," said Joe.
"No.Really, I do," I said.
我马上就说啊，不不不，我挺想听的。
You see, Bob, Joe is the best garbage man in the borough.
他马上继续说道说，你看啊 ，Bob， 我们家的 Joe 呢，是我们整个 borough 里面哈the best garbage man， 他是最棒的垃圾工。
He can stack more garbage on the truck than anyone else.
他棒在哪儿呢？说明他呀工作技术比较好。 He can stack， 我们遇到过这个词 S-T-A-C-K、
yeah.
就是堆和堆叠。
Yeah, to put on top of each other, to stack. He gets so much in one truck that they don't have to make as many runs.
首先 He can stack more garbage on the track， 就是他能够在卡车上堆放比别人更多的垃圾。
Yeah，
是吧，他效率很高。然后呢 than anyone else， 比别人堆的更多，可能别人要堆两趟，他堆一趟就能堆完。
Yeah, oh, because of him, they only have to go out once with a truck and collect garbage. Otherwise, they had to go twice.
所以就说明他什么，在工作当中啊，他动了脑筋。
Yeah.
哎，他动了脑筋，怎么样去节约工作时间，并且提高工作效率。第二 ，he gets so much in one truck that they don't have to make.As many runs. 这什么意思？
Well, they don't have to go as often out to collect garbage because of him. That's why, like she says, they don't have to make as many runs. They don't have to go out as many times as they would have to without him.
对，就是因为他 gets so much in one truck. 他能在一辆车上啊，堆多装很多，以至于呢，这个垃圾车司机啊，就不用 make as many runs as...usual， 对不对 ？Runs 就是他们跑来跑去的一天拉几趟，这个趟就是 runs。Make many runs 就是拉很多趟。
She said with such passion。
你看看，说这句话的时候，这女主人的声音里是带着足够多的什么呀？激情。
Yeah, so much enthusiasm, so much emotion, like.For example, love or like proudness. There's all passion.
对，他是真心的觉得吧，这挺厉害的。
Yeah. In the long run, Joe continues, I save the borough money. Man hours are down and the cost per truck is less.
那我们看 Joe 这么做有什么实际的效益呢？从长远来看 ,in the long run,这个时候她的丈夫就补充到了说、yeah. 你看我的这个工作我这么做的话，首先 save the borough money， 她为这个市镇呢节约开支了、
yeah. 啊、
人力物力的开支。第二呢 man hours are down， man hours，
well when man hours are down in a company then the employees at the company they have to work less than before because one man hour is the amount of workthat one person can do in an hour. So actually, they have less work to do because of him.
所以 man hours 就是咱们的工作时间，工时。哎，工时减少了，就是效率提高了，对不对？
Yeah.
同时呢 cost per truck, the cost per truck, 每辆卡车的费用 is less, 也降低了。
There was silence.
你看，说完这些以后啊，他就明确地告诉了这个人、啊
yeah.
我这么做它是有一定的效益的
yeah,
是有效用的。
He just told him like, okay, this is what I do and I give it my all. I really do my best. Like, because I do that in this way, I have so much benefits from it.
对，我做着是有工作，但是我并没有要求说按照别人给我的要求去简单的完成而已。我动了脑筋、啊、我琢磨了这个工作，我想把它怎么样是能够做得更好、啊、我有了自己的思考在里边。
There was silence. I didn't know what to say.
这个时候沉默了、啊、一阵沉默，我这个时候也不知道该说点什么好。
I shook my head, searching for the right words.
啊，一直呢在 shook my head， 摇着头哈、啊，一直在试图啊，脑子里能够说点什么，说点什么啊 ，searching for the right words， 寻找着合适的词语。
That's incredible. Most people would gripe about a job like that.
真的，这实在是挺不可思议的。大多数人一定都会 gripe about a job. 来，新单词 gripe 是什么意思？
Yeah, to gripe, that means to complain about something that is annoying, but not super important. It's like, oh, my coffee is cold, or, oh, I was stuck in a traffic jam today. It's like...It's not terrible, right? It's not the end of the world, but still you complain about it, then you gripe.
它其实就是 complain, 抱怨的一个同义词，但是它没有抱怨那么的大。
Yeah.
就是小小的怨气和怨言哈，抱怨自己的工作，这不如意那不如意，相信每个人都有过，是不是？
Mm-hmm.
好，所以你看大多数人都会抱怨这样的工作。It certainly is a difficult one. 这肯定是一个很繁重的工作，并不轻松。但是 your attitude about it is amazing. 但是您对他的态度实在是让人觉得很少有，挺惊讶的。
Yeah, he's so surprised by his attitude.
好，我们来看接下来又发生了什么呢
She walked over to the shelf next to the couch. As she turned, she held in her hand a small framed paper. When we had our third child, Joe lost his job. We were on unemployment for a time and then eventually welfare. We couldn't find work anywhere. Then one day he was sent on an interview here in this community. They offered him the job he now holds. He came home depressed and ashamed, telling me...This was the best he could do. It actually paid less than we got on welfare. She paused for a moment and walked toward Joe. I have always been proud of him and always will be. You see, I don't think the job makes a man. I believe the man makes the job. We needed to live in the borough in order to work here, so we rented this home. Joe said,When we moved in, this quote was hanging on the wall just inside the front door. It has made all the difference to us, Bob. I knew that Joe was doing the right thing. She said as she handed me the frame, it said, If a man is called to be a street sweeper, he should sweep the streets even as Michelangelo painted, or Beethoven composed music, or Shakespeare wrote poetry. He should sweep streets so well.That all the hosts of heaven and earth will pause to say, Here lived a great street sweeper who did his job well.
She walked over to the shelf next to the couch. 女主人这个时候就走到了沙发边上的架子旁边。
As she turned, she held in her hand a small framed paper.
Turned, 就是转过身的时候。她转过身以后呢 ,she held in her hand, 她的手里拿着一个 small framed paper, 小小的一个 framed, 带着框的一个纸啊小纸框。
When we had our third child, Joe lost his job.
她开始讲述起更多关于他们的生活了。啊当我们有了第三个孩子的时候呢 ,Joe 失业了 ,lost his job.
We were on unemployment for a time, and then eventually,Welfare
on unemployment 就是失业的状态当中
Yeah, you get like a small income from the government if you're on unemployment like when you lost your job you get a small fee to live from
那这个welfare 就是社会救济金了
Yeah, welfare is exactly that but that is for people who are long-term unemployed so it's like a systemthrough which the government looks after citizens, so if they cannot work for a while.
And we couldn't find work anywhere. 哪儿都找不到工作呀。
Then, one day, he was sent on an interview here in this community.
然后有一天他就被带到了这个社区了。Send on an interview, 来参加一次面试。In this community, 啊在这个小区这个社区。
They offered him the job he now holds.
接下来他们就给了他现在他所有的这个工作 Offer somebody the job 给某人某份工作、啊、什么工作呢 He now holds 他现在所有的这份工作。
He came home depressed and ashamed.
是什么工作啊？
Yeah, the job as a garbage man, like as a, someone who collects his garbage, who's a street sweeper.
哎，就是给了他现在的这个收垃圾、社区垃圾的这个工作了。He came home depressed. 哎呀，回到家的时候啊，非常的沮丧，而且非常的惭愧 ,ashamed, 非常的羞愧啊，满是沮丧和羞愧。这个心情大家是可以理解的，对不对
?Yeah, of course, like,No one likes the idea, I think, to, yeah, like, congratulations, you're hired as a street sweeper. Like, I don't know anyone actually would like that.
没有人会说啊，祝贺你，你成为了一个环卫工人。
Yeah, no one will be, like, no one will congratulate you if you say, talk about your new job then, right?
嗯，其实职业是不分贵贱的，但是社会对职业是有偏见的。
Yeah.
所以呢人就会因为自己的职业而感受到光荣或者是不光荣。Depressed and ashamed. 哎呀很惭愧很沮丧。就搞了个这个活儿你看看。
Telling me this was the best he could do.
但是他告诉我说他已经尽力了啊这是他能做的一切了。
It actually paid less than we got on welfare.
而这份工作的收入实际上比我们领的救济金还要少。
Yeah, it was really very little.
很少。
She paused for a moment and walked toward Joe.
这个时候她停了片刻哈，就朝她的丈夫走过去说
I have always been proud of him and always will be.
我一直呢为他感到骄傲而且我始终会如此。
Always been proud of him and always will be. You see,I don't think the job makes the man. I believe the man makes the job.
听好，这句话也算是全篇中的一个亮点了。
Yeah,
一个亮点了。
This is really the core of the story, this sentence.
这女主人很有智慧，她说
I don't believe the job makes the man. I believe the man makes the job.
是谁造就了谁呢？我相信不是工作造就了人，而是人造就了工作。
We needed to live in the borough in order to work here.
那我们呢还得住在这里才行，这样呢才能在这儿工作。
So we rented this home.
所以啊，我们就租了这套房子。他们为了这个工作，在这个小区租了房子，说明他们想留住这份工作。
Yeah, so they moved to this part of the city to live and so that Joe could do his job.
嗯，其实他们一开始呢也不见得完全就能接受这个工作，但是很有趣的是什么呢？他们搬进来的时候啊，这个屋子里挂了一个东西。
When we moved in, this quote was hanging on the wall just inside the front door.
我们刚搬进来的时候。有一个 quote 就是一段语录 hanging on the wall 挂在这墙上 inside the front door 挂在刚进门的这个前门的这个墙上哎，可能是别人留下来的或是怎么样
Yeah, it's probably something that other people left there the other renters before them left there It has made all the difference to us, Bob
所以就这段话呀完全改变了我们的生活哈 made all the difference to us
I knew that Joe was doing the right thing.
所以我知道了 ,Joe 的选择一定是正确的。
She said, as she handed me the frame.
一边说呢就把这个纸框啊就递给了我哈 ,hand somebody something.
It said, if a man is called to be a street sweeper, he should sweep the streets even as Michelangelo painted or Beethoven composed music.
哇这句话实在是写得太赞了。如果一个人 is called to be, 他成为了啊，不管他主动还是被动，他成为了一名清洁工，街道清洁工，他应该呢，去如此的去扫大街，就像是米开朗基罗在绘画一样，就像是贝多芬在创作音乐一样
，or Shakespeare wrote poetry，
亦或是像莎士比亚写诗一样，像这样去打扫街道。
He should sweep streets so well that all the hosts of heaven and earth will pause to say, Here lived a great street sweeper who did his job well.
他应该 sweep streets so well, 把街道打扫得干干净净。 让 all the hosts of heaven and earth, 哇，这句话非常的浪漫啊，说让天使和凡人都会停下来，由衷的说一句 He lived a great street, here lived a great street sweeper who did his job well. 这里住过一位了不起的街道清洁工，他的工作做得非常棒。
Yeah, like, and this is the moral of the story. I think, like, everyone now kind of understands the feeling of the man in the beginning. He was really like, oh, I don't like my job, and like, I gotta do surveys, and people are mean. Like, when he heard that, he was like, yeah, I'm gonna give him my all. I'm gonna make it myself. I'm gonna make my job myself satisfactory in my way.
当这个年轻的调查员听到这段话以后，很显然他的人生也会被这段语录改变。
Yeah.
他以后如何去面对工作的这个态度也会由此而发生转变。
Yeah, like this makes the man change his attitude so much because he realizes that no matter what you do to make a living, if you do your best and give it your all, you will find satisfaction.
对，其实这个故事就是告诉我们，无论每个人自己做着什么样的工作，你的这个工作只要你去好好去做，它都是对社会对他人有益的，它都是有一定的价值的。
Yeah.
是吧，不是说这个工作你做完以后啊，非得被人知道，被人表扬，被人称赞，被赞颂，它才有价值，不是的。你看社会这么多千千万万个行业和岗位，
Yeah,
总有一个适合你的职业，是不是？而且也是会产生功用的。
Yeah, you shouldn't be too sensitive to like the judgment of other people about your job, about your position. No, you should see if you can judge what you've done yourself. Like if you can judge that like as good as that you gave it as much as you can. And if you can do that, then you can be satisfied, no matter what other people say.
对，所以说呀。这职场啊，说实话，它不是混出来的，是吧？是你自己去做出来的。你要用你的诚意去创造一个比较平凡的岗位，不是你的工作如何成就你，而是你如何去成就你的工作。
A job doesn't make you who you are. Who you are makes your job and the way you experience your job.
对，大多数人的岗位都是很平凡的，但关键就在于你怎么样以不凡去造就它。你的态度，你对待工作的态度 attitude， 你要怎么去认真啊？
Yeah.
怎么去动脑筋？
Yeah.
啊，怎么去提高效率，节约时间，让这个工作更好
？Attitude is everything, they say, right?
对呀，所以有时候我们问问自己，哎，为什么我没有工作的成就感呢？问题在哪儿呢？哦，可能是我不喜欢这个工作吧，或者是工作的环境太差了，这个人际关系太复杂了吧，或者是说，哎呀，就是靠他挣钱谋个生吧。其实可能都在于我们如何对待这个工作的态度上出了点问题。
Yeah, it's like usually the problem you have with your job is usually a problem with yourself.
对吧，如果你说啊，我 I don't like my job， 那你们调整好你的心态，是吧？你要去看这个工作对你的一个积极的作用，因为每个工作对人的某种能力都有培养作用。
Yeah.
啊，你不能小看，是吧
？Yeah, you can make something out of every job.
对啊，朱莉老师也做过很多各种不同的工作。
Oh yeah, so many, so many. From cleaning in other people's homes to being a waitress, from working at Central Station, and a lot of jobs were actually like.People kind of said, huh, but you're doing a master studies, why are you only a cleaning lady?
对啊，你一个硕士生，你干嘛要做这些 cleaning 的工作呢？
Yeah, well, my reaction was, well, those people also need to have a clean house, right? And like, I kind of liked it.
所以说你看他工作做得多，所以他很多的能力他都有。如果你说啊，工作环境太差了，人际很复杂，那你可以专注去做事啊！啊，人是走马灯，成绩属于你自己的。你要是长了本事，你才能跳槽啊，是不是
？Yeah, and I mean, jobs are out there not for nothing. I mean, every job has its use. Every job can do something like useful, you know. So you just have to see that and focus on that.
对，如果你说啊，工作没有成就感，就是挣钱谋生，那你可以去通过更认真、更严谨的去。完成它，然后为自己创造出成就感嘛，
yeah.
是不是？所以啊，职场呢，不要去混它。如果你混，你混它，它混你。
Exactly.
你认真对它，它就会认真对你。
Exactly.
是吧？所以你看，我们一些很短小的故事哈，每个人都能够，或者是有感觉到一点啊，懂得一点比较微小的道理， 就是怎么样去面对我们日常的一些平凡的工作，是不是？这个你看，我看大家在聊天室当中都有什么想说的啊 ？Just do it simply. Position. I like my job. Waitress clean.
Yeah, that was me too.
是吧？好，时间是过得很快的哈。我们看到很多这个不同的人对待工作有不同的态度啊。有的人呢觉得这个工作是为自己证明正利的啊，哇，觉得这个哪儿那个平台好就去哪儿，平台不好了立马就走了。其实这样的人对工作本身没有什么太大的感情的，没有什么太大热爱，只是热爱这个工作的附加价值而已。那么我们怎么样从自己的生活当中去思考自己和工作的关系呢？所以叫大家结合自己的实际好好的去琢磨啊，好好的去实践了，希望大家都能够把自己的工作做得好，做得出色。好，谢谢大家的收听，谢谢Judy老师带来的美文。
Thank you for listening.
下次见。
See you.